Thank you for that. If you have your Bibles this morning, I invite you to take them and go with me to the book of Jonah, chapter number 2, please, where we'll find our text, Jonah chapter number 2. And as they were singing that song, I was contemplating on the words and the fiery darts that surround you and all of the troubles that we deal with. And I don't know what has entered into your life this week. It could be any number of things that has come in, but God still wants to hear us sing. For us as a family this last week, it was somewhat of a significant week. Our youngest started kindergarten, and I wasn't sure how that was going to go. I knew he would be fine, but I wasn't sure how my wife was going to handle it. And so I felt like I went through all the necessary, you know, precautions to prepare her for this. And I even told her, I said, you know, she was going to come with them to drop him off at school. And I said, would you like for, you want to just ride with me and I'll drive you back home? And just going the extra mile there, I could tell she was shocked that I would offer that. Anyways, we went into school, dropped him off, and I'm keeping an eye on her, you know. I'm not worried about him at all, and I'm just watching her, and she seems to be doing incredibly well. Drove her home and just went inside for just a minute, and we just looked at each other. It was silent, and it was just kind of odd and bizarre. And so I thought, well, I'm going to go to work. So I went to work, and I thought, you know, I better check on her at some point today just to make sure she's doing okay, you know. And so I called her a couple of times, and no answer. And didn't leave a voicemail. She's not real fond of me leaving voicemails for her. So didn't leave her a voicemail. I thought, I'll text her. Sometimes she responds better to text. And I said, hey, how are you doing today? And there was silence there for a minute. And then I got a text back and it said, great, ha ha, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this is awesome. I thought she was going to be a mess, you know. She did very, very well. My son came home from school later that day, and I said, hey, man, how was your first day at school? I said, what was your favorite part? And he said, two things, snack time and nap time. And I thought, he's a chip off of the old block, you know. And the apple does not fall far from the tree. So I don't know what happened in your life this last week, but that's what happened in ours. And we still sang through it all, so that's good. Well, if you found your place there in Jonah chapter number 2, I'd invite you to stand as we read our scripture. If you're physically able, we'd invite you to stand for the reading of God's Word. Jonah chapter number 2, and actually what we're going to do is we're going to read verse number 17 of chapter number 1, and then read down through chapter number 2. The Bible says, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou hadst cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord, my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. If you'll look with me in verse number 8, we'll find this verse that will serve as our text for the message this morning. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. And this morning I'd like to preach to you a message I've simply entitled, Forsaking Mercy. Forsaking Mercy. Father, would you bless our time together? Lord, we've come, we've fellowshipped, we've sang some songs, we've participated in giving. Lord, we now come and we long to hear from you. Lord, as we come into the next few moments, we pray that you would quiet our hearts and, Lord, help us to be able to focus on that which the Word of God has to teach us this morning. I suppose it is very possible if Jonah could forsake his own mercy, there would be people in this very auditorium this morning that are forsaking mercy in their own lives. And I pray, Lord, that they repent and get right with you before this service comes to a close. Meet with us here today, we pray. Fill me with your Holy Spirit's power. And use me in this time that we have to be a blessing to these folks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Well, as we've just read, the end of Jonah chapter number 1 finds the prophet cast overboard from the ship that he was sailing on in the Adriatic, or what we would know today as the Mediterranean Sea. And according to the scriptures there in verse number 17, God had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah that he might be transferred to dry land. Now, the word translated prepared in verse number 17 literally means to be appointed or assigned. In other words, God gave that fish an assignment and had an appointment that day. This is your job. And as all of nature does, nature obeys God. Sometimes far better than those of us that have a mind to think and can process things and can make decisions, sometimes better than even we do. The Bible deniers doubt the feasibility of an event like this occurring. There are plenty of people that would tell you, I'll tell you why the Bible is not true, because there's no way possible that a fish could swallow a man. It just couldn't happen. And even if it could happen, there's no way that a man could live 3 days and three nights in the belly of that fish and still survive that ordeal. I share with you an illustration to help us comprehend the likelihood of something like this happening as God chronicles for us in Scripture. And again, that's removing the supernatural element from it. At one time, a giant sperm whale was exhibited at the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. This whale was captured off of Knights Key, Florida in 1912. The whale was 45 feet long, had a mouth 38 inches wide, and weighed 30,000 pounds. There was a fish they found in its stomach at the time that it was captured, and the fish they found in its stomach itself weighed 1,500 pounds. In February of 1891, the crew of the whaling ship Star of the East sighted a large sperm whale off the Falkland Islands. They harpooned the whale, and in its death throes, a gentleman fell from the ship. His name was James Bartley, and they just assumed that he had fallen overboard and that he had drowned. In actuality, this man by the name of James Bartley was swallowed by that whale. A day and a half later, his shipmates, who thought that he had drowned, found him unconscious in the whale's belly as they were removing and trying to siphon off that which they needed. And they found him. He was unconscious there in the whale's belly. Bartley lived to tell about it, and his story was published in newspapers during that time. Describing his sensations as he slid into the innermost part of the whale, he said he could breathe easily, but the heat was unbearable. His whole appearance was changed by the ordeal, for his neck and his face and his hands, which had been exposed to the whale's gastric juices, were permanently bleached to a livid whiteness. He spent a day and a half there in the belly of that fish. Jonah spent 3 days and three nights, the Bible tells us. If ever God had a man's attention, it was in this story. There's some debate as to Jonah's physical condition in the whale's belly. Was he conscious the whole time? Was he processing that which was happening to him? And that sort of thing. Clearly, we find that his prayer is prayed from the whale's belly. And so we know at least there was some time in which he was alive. There's a great deal of debate as to what actually happened to Jonah in the whale's belly. Some believe that he actually died there before God resurrected him from this lifeless state as he was vomited out onto dry land. There are others that believe that he was alive and awake the whole time and able to process everything that was happening. If he truly died in the whale's belly, he would be an accurate representation of our Lord's death, his burial, and his resurrection, as stated in Matthew 12 and verse 40. Jesus said this. He says, "For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Regardless of whether you believe he actually died or whether you believe he was alive the whole time, perhaps maybe there are even some that are sitting here saying, I don't believe the story at all. I don't believe that it's possible that it happened the way God tells us. Regardless of any of that, we find for us in Jonah chapter number 2, his prayer as it's recorded from the depths of the whale's belly. By way of introduction, it's significant to note, I want you to significantly note the confidence that Jonah has in praying in this location. Jonah has no doubt or concerns whatsoever that God will hear his prayer, even in this most obscure of places. I would say if God can hear Jonah in the depths of the sea, swallowed by a giant whale, God can hear you no matter where you are. Amen. Notice the Bible says in verse number 1, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God and said, verse 2, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Amen. That's a beautiful verse, isn't it? In your affliction, you cry out to God, and he can and he will hear you, regardless of where you are and what you've done in life and what has fallen out to you. If you sincerely cry out to God, he will hear his children. There is no place that you can go where he will not hear you. I believe Jonah shares with us a bit of his testimony in this prayer, a summary of really his entire ordeal and what he's going through. His faith could breathe, but the easily was unbearable. His whole appearance was appearing by the ordained for deal. His neck and his face and hands, which in whales, bows, the juice, gastric, were really permanent to a leached, livid whiteness. He day and a half, he spent a day in the bath there. This job that bonus pays three in Bible tonight. The Bible tells us if God man had a mention, a was in it or this story. There's some need to debate physical Jonah's condition. The whales in was his belly. Was he conscious? Was he kind? The whole thing was he assessing process was happening that with him happening to him. And that's clearly we're then clean that his fine prayed prayers in the whales from and so we belly. At least know sometimes there was in which time blind he was a there are a there's a great deal of actually have to what happened in the jelly the whales back. So that he believed died actually before there God resurrected him as a rest of life from this atis list. He vomited wasn't dried out and laying. There are that others believe that was that he was alive, he was awake, even a time, the whole time, and process able to proving that everything was happening. If he died truly in the wind, he was belly, and I would be a recreation of presented death. Our Lord, and his bare erection is resurrected in Matthew 12 and Matthew 20, verse 4. Jesus says, Jonah says, for it was 3 days and 3 days in the 3 nights, belly, whales, belly, shout, son of the man, 3 days be 3 nights and 3 hearts in the earth of the earth. Regardless, you believe of whether he died, he actually died. Believe he whether you believe the whole is alive full times. Maybe there, perhaps on there's even a sin. I don't sitting here saying story. Believe that at all? I believe that at all? I don't suppose that it's possible to happen. God tells the way. Regardless, regardless of this, of any we have for us to find a chapter in Jonah 2, hit number 10, his prayer recorded as it's the dead from the way absolutely bell. But introduction way of insignificance and significant. I want to know significant the confidence kind of has that Jonah is praying. Implication this location. Jonah has no order, doubt, concern whatsoever in what God for that hear his will hear each prayer, even its most in this pure place or of places. I would say God hear Jonah can hear Jonah in the depths of the sea, the depths of the sea, swallowed by a giant whale. Can't wait. God can hear you. God can't matter where you, no matter where you are. Notice it says in verse the Bible 1, then verse number 1, prayed unto Jonah's God, the Lord is ends. Verse 2, I said, verse 9, by my cries and of my reason unto the Lord, afflict, Lord, and he heard. Beautiful sound. That's a beautiful verse. That's a beautiful verse, isn't it? In your affliction, your affliction, you to cry out, and he, God, and he can, will, he will, you hear you. So regardless of where you are, and what done in life you've done, what life fallen out has for you, if you don't sincerely listen out to God, cry out, God, hear his, he will hear. There's no children place. No, there is no place. Who can get you where he go? God will not hear you. I believe Jonah is with us, shares tests a bit of his in this testimony in prayer. Summary of really his really or entitled and what deal going through his go could breathe through his face easily, but the heat was unbearable. His whole appearance was changed by the ordeal, for his neck and his face and his hands, which had been exposed to the whale's gastric juices, were permanently bleached to a livid whiteness. He spent a day and a half there in the belly of that fish. Jonah spent 3 days and 3 nights, the Bible tells us. If ever God had a man's attention, it was in this story. There's some debate as to Jonah's physical condition in the whale's belly. Was he Was he conscious the whole time? Was he processing that which was happening to him? And that sort of thing. Clearly, we find that his prayer is prayed from the whale's belly. And so we know at least there was some time in which he was alive. There's a great deal of debate as to what actually happened to Jonah in the whale's belly. Some believe that he actually died there before God resurrected him from this lifeless state as he was vomited out on a dry land. There are others that believe that he was alive and awake the whole time and able to process everything that was happening. If he truly died in the whale's belly, he would be an accurate representation of our Lord's death, his burial, and his resurrection, as stated in Matthew 12 and verse 40. Jesus said this, he says, "For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Regardless of whether you believe he actually died or whether you believe he was alive the whole time, perhaps maybe there even are some that are sitting here saying, "I don't believe the story at all. I don't believe that it's possible that it happened the way God tells us." Regardless of any of that, we find for us in Jonah chapter number 2, his prayer as it's recorded from the depths of the whale's belly. By way of introduction, it's significant to note, I want you to significantly note the confidence that Jonah has in praying in this location. Jonah has no doubt or concerns whatsoever that God will hear his prayer even in this most obscure of places. I would say if God can hear Jonah in the depths of the sea, swallowed by a giant whale, God can hear you no matter where you are. Amen. Notice the Bible says in verse number 1, "Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God, and said," verse 2, "I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me." That's a beautiful sound. That's a beautiful verse, isn't it? In your affliction, you cry out to God, and he can and he will hear you, regardless of where you are and what you've done in life and what has fallen out to you. If you sincerely cry out to God, he will hear his children. There is no place that you can go where he will not hear you. I believe Jonah shares with us a bit of his testimony in this prayer. A summary of really his entire ordeal and what he's going through. His fact could breathe, but the easily was unbearable. His whole appearance was appeared by the ordained for deal. And his neck and his face and his hands, which in whales, bows, their juice, gastric, were permanent to a leached, livid whiteness. Day and a half, he spent a day in the belly half there. Ali fish, jump that fin. Jonah spays, three to Bible tonight. The ever tells us if God, man, had a mention, a was in it or this story. There's some, it is to debate physical Jonah's condition, the whales, in was his belly. Was he conscious? Was he kind the whole time? Was he assessing the process? Was half that with him happening to him? And that's clearly more than clear that his prefined prayed prayers in the whales from him. So we belly at least know sometimes there was some in which time he was alive. There's a great deal of actually have to what happened in the belly, the whale's belly. Some believe that he had believed died actually before there. God rejected him as a rest of life from this aid as list. He vomited, wasn't it, dried out on the land. There are that others believe that he was alive, he was awake, even a time, the whole time, and process, able to process that everything was happening. If he died truly in the way, he was belly, and I would be a recreation of his entire death, our Lord, his burial, and his bare erection is resurrected in Matthew 12 and Matthew 20, verse 4. Jesus says, Jonah says, "For it was 3 days in the three nights, belly, whales, belly, so shall son of the man, 3 days be 3 nights, and through the hearts in the earth of the earth." Regardless of you believe of whether he died, he actually died. Believe he whether you believe the whole is alive full time. Maybe there perhaps some that are even saying, "I don't sitting here saying story believe that at all. I believe that at all. I don't suppose that it's possible to happen." God tells the way. Regardless of regard of this of any, we have for us to find a chapter in Jonah 2, hit number 10, his prayer recorded as it's redacted from the whale of the whale's belly. But introduction, way of introduction, it's significant. I want to note significantly the confidence Jonah has that Jonah as praying in location, this location. Jonah has no order, doubt, concern whatsoever. What God for that gear his will hear his prayer, even it's most in this pure place where of places. I would say God hear Jonah, can hear Jonah in the sea, the depths of the sea, swallowed by a giant whale. God can hear you, God can hear where you, no matter.
you are. Notice it says in verse, the Bible says, and then verse number 1, prayed unto Jonah's God, the Lord is, and verse 2, I said, verse 9, by my cries and of my reason unto the Lord, afflict the Lord, and he heard. Beautiful sentence, a beautiful verse. That's a beautiful verse, isn't it? In your affliction, or affliction, you to cry out, and he, God, and he can, he will. You hear you, regardless of where you are, and what in life you've done, what life has fallen out has fallen you, if you don't sincerely send out to cry out, God, hear his, he will, there's no chosen place, no place, there is no place who can get you where he go, God will not hear you. I believe Jonah is with us, shares tests a bit of his in this testimony in prayer. Summary of really his real or entitled and what deed going through, he's good, could breathe through his face easily, but the heat was unbearable. His whole appearance was changed by the ordeal, for his neck and his face and his hands, which had been exposed to the whale's gastric juices, were permanently bleached to a livid whiteness. He spent a day and a half there in the belly of that fish. Jonah spent 3 days and three nights, the Bible tells us. If ever God had a man's attention, it was in this story. There's some debate as to Jonah's physical condition in the whale's belly. Was he conscious the whole time? Was he processing that which was happening to him? And that sort of thing. Clearly, we find that his prayer is prayed from the whale's belly. And so we know at least there was some time in which he was alive. There's a great deal of debate as to what actually happened to Jonah in the whale's belly. Some believe that he actually died there before God resurrected him from this lifeless state as he was vomited out on a dry land. There are others that believe that he was alive and awake the whole time and able to process everything that was happening. If he truly died in the whale's belly, he would be an accurate representation of our Lord's death, his burial, and his resurrection, as stated in Matthew 12 and verse 40. Jesus said this, he says, for as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Regardless of whether you believe he actually died or whether you believe he was alive the whole time, perhaps maybe there even are some that are sitting here saying, I don't believe the story at all. I don't believe that it's possible that it happened the way God tells us. Regardless of any of that, we find for us in Jonah chapter number 2, his prayer as it's recorded from the depths of the whale's belly. By way of introduction, it's significant to note, I want you to significantly note the confidence that Jonah has in praying in this location. Jonah has no doubt or concerns whatsoever that God will hear his prayer even in this most obscure of places. I would say if God can hear Jonah in the depths of the sea, swallowed by a giant whale, God can hear you no matter where you are. Amen. Notice the Bible says in verse number 1, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God, and said, verse 2, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. That's a beautiful verse, isn't it? In your affliction, you cry out to God, and he can and he will hear you, regardless of where you are and what you've done in life and what has fallen out to you. If you sincerely cry out to God, he will hear his children. There is no place that you can go where he will not hear you. I believe Jonah shares with us a bit of his testimony in this prayer. A summary of really his entire ordeal and what he's going through. His could breathe, but the easily was unbearable. His whole appearance was appearing by the change for deal. His neck and his face and hands, which had whales, bows, their juice, gastric, were permanent to a leached, livid whiteness. He spent a day in the belly half there. Ali fish jumped that fin. Jonah's days, three in Bible tell nights. The Bible ever tells us if God, man, had a mention, was in it or this story. There's some need to debate physical Jonah's condition, the whales, in was his belly. Was he conscious? Was he kind? The whole thing was he assessing the process was happening that with him happening to him. And that's when clearly we're then clean that his prefined prayed prayers in the whales from and so we belly at least know sometimes there was some in which time blind he was there are there's a great deal of actually have to what happened in the happen jelly the whales belly. Some believe that he believed died actually before there God rejected him as a rest life from this aid is list he vomited was dried out on the land. there are others that others believe that was that he was alive, he was awake, even a time the whole time, and process able to prophesy that everything was happening. If he died truly in the wind, Eliel's belly and I would be a recreation of presented death. Our Lord, his burial erection is resurrected in Matthew 12 and Matthew 20, verse 4. Jesus says, Jonah says, for it was 3 days and 3 days and the 3 nights, belly, whale's belly, oh, shout, so son of the man, 3 days be 3 nights and 3 hearts in the earth of the earth. Regardless, regard you believe of whether he died, he actually died, believe he, whether you believe the whole is alive, whole times, maybe there, perhaps on there's even a sin. I don't sit here saying story, believe that at all, and believe that at all. I don't suppose that it's possible to happen. God tells the way, regardless, this regard of this, of any, we have for us to find a chapter in Jonah 2, hit the number 10, is prayer. Record as it's the dead from the way up so the hell's bell. But introduction way of significant note. I want to know significant the confidence Jonah has that Jonah has praying implication this location. Jonah has no order, doubt, concern whatsoever in what God for that gear his will hear each prayer, even its most in this pure place or of places. If God, I would say God hear Jonah, can hear Jonah in the sea, the depths. Wallow, swallowed by a giant whale. Can't wait. God can hear you. God can't where you, no matter who you are. Notice, it says in verse the Bible 1, then verse number 1, prayed unto Jonah's God, the Lord is, and verse 2, I said, verse 9, by my cries and of my reason unto the Lord, afflicts Lord, and he heard. Beautiful sentence. That's a beautiful verse. That's a beautiful verse, isn't it? In your affliction, or affliction, you to cry out, and he, God, and he can, he will. You hear you, so regardless of where you are, and what in life you've done, what life and all now has for you, if you sincerely listen out to God, cry out, God, hear his, he will hear. There's no children place, no, there is no place who can get you where he go, God will not hear you. I believe Jonah is with us, shares tests a bit of his in this testimony in prayer. Summary, of really his real or entitled and what deal going through, he's good, could breathe through his easily, but the heat was unbearable. His whole appearance was changed by the ordeal, for his neck and his face and his hands, which had been exposed to the whale's gastric juices, were permanently bleached to a livid whiteness. He spent a day and a half there in the belly of that fish. Jonah spent 3 days and 3 nights, the Bible tells us. If ever God had a man's attention, it was in this story. There's some debate as to Jonah's physical condition in the whale's belly. Was he conscious the whole time? Was he processing that which was happening to him? And that sort of thing. Clearly, we find that his prayer is prayed from the whale's belly. And so we know at least there was some time in which he was alive. There's a great deal of debate as to what actually happened to Jonah in the whale's belly. Some believe that he actually died there before God resurrected him from this lifeless state as he was vomited out onto dry land. There are others that believe that he was alive and awake the whole time and able to process everything that was happening. If he truly died in the whale's belly, he would be an accurate representation of our Lord's death, his burial, and his resurrection, as stated in Matthew 12 and verse 40. Jesus said this, he says, for as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Regardless of whether you believe he actually died or whether you believe he was alive the whole time, perhaps maybe there are even a son that are sitting here saying, I don't believe the story at all. I don't believe that it's possible that it happened the way God tells us. Regardless of any of that, we find for us in Jonah chapter number 2, his prayer as it's recorded from the depths of the whale's belly. By way of introduction, it's significant to note, I want you to significantly note the confidence that Jonah has in praying in this location. Jonah has no doubt or concerns whatsoever that God will hear his prayer even in this most obscure of places. I would say if God can hear Jonah in the depths of the sea, swallowed by a giant whale, God can hear you no matter where you are. Amen. Notice the Bible says in verse number 1, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God, and said, verse 2, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. That's a beautiful verse, isn't it? In your affliction, you cry out to God, and he can and he will hear you, regardless of where you are, and what you've done in life and what has fallen out to you, if you sincerely cry out to God, He will hear His children. There's no place, there is no place that you can go where He will not hear you. I believe Jonah shares with us a bit of his testimony in this prayer. A summary of really his entire ordeal and what he's going through. His faith could breathe, but the easily was unbearable. His whole appearance was appearing by the change for deal. His neck and his face, hands, which in whales, bows, the juice, gastric, were really permanent to a leached, livid whiteness. He day and a half spent a day in the bath there. Ali, this job that fin, bonus pays 3 days, 3 days. Bible tells the Bible ever tells us if God, man had a mention, a was in it or this story. There's some need to debate physical Jonah's condition, the whales in was his belly. Was he conscious? Was he kind? The whole thing was he assessing the process was half that which him happening to him. And that's clearly we're then clean that his fine prayed prayers in the whales from him. So we belly at least know sometimes there was some in which I'm blind. He was a there are a great deep, there's a great deal of actually have to what happened in the belly, the whale's belly. Some believe that he believed died actually before there. God rejected him as a rest of life from this atheist list. He vomited, wasn't it dried out and lay. There are that others believe that was that he was alive, he was awake, even a time, the whole time, and process, able to proving that everything was happening. If he died truly in the wind, he heals belly, and I would be a recreation of his entire death. Our Lord, and his bare erection is resurrected in Matthew 12 and Matthew 20, verse 4. Jesus says, Jonah says, for it was 3 days and 3 days in the 3 nights, belly, whales, belly, shout, son of the son, man, 3 days, be 3 nights, and through the hearts in the earth of the earth. Regardless, regardless, you believe of whether he died, the action died. Believe he, whether you believe the whole is alive, full times. Maybe there, perhaps on there's even a sin. I don't sitting here saying story. Believe that at all. I believe that all. I don't suppose that it's possible to happen. God tells the way. Regardless, it's regardless of that. So then we have for us to find a chapter in Jonah 2, his number 10, his prayer recorded as it's the dead from the whale. Absolutely, those bells. But introduction, way of insignificance and significant. I want to know.